I moved just now to share something personal with you, but of course, it will also be about you. The love of my life died recently. One of the great lessons of my life has been that we don't decide who to fall in love with. If you've ever fallen madly in love with somebody, you know what I'm talking about. It takes us in its arms, this ferocious heart feeling. And that's what happened to me many years ago now. I didn't decide to fall in love. It was a very inconvenient situation in which to fall madly in love. You don't need the details. The point is that against all my good reason not to, you might have said, I went with it. This is the man I wrote about in When Fear Falls Away. And although we stopped being a couple some years ago, we had stayed close. And so I was lucky enough to get to see him just several days before he died. I'm telling you this because, this is about courage in a way. It's about what happens when, say, somebody you fall in love with or any significant life development clashes with what other people might have expected of you or what you yourself might have thought could possibly be happening. When your heart pulls at you mightily in some direction, whether it's toward someone you love, work you want so much to do, whatever it is, it's at your peril that you turn your back on it. When people on their deathbed have regret, sadly, it's often got to do with the fact that they turned away, didn't have the courage, caved in, whatever it was. They turned away from something they so badly wanted. And I was historically actually very cautious in this way. I had turned away again and again from things that I might have thought others would judge me for, or they might have felt like they just carried too much risk of one sort or another. And so I cannot know what will come to me on my so-called deathbed. And yes, of course, I hope it's a long time in the future, but it could be this very afternoon. We never know. But one thing I do know is that I will not be sorry that I followed my heart that one time. It was a great lesson to me, dear heart, in the value, the great, vast, life-affirming benefit of for once saying yes. And so I want to invite you to be aware in your own dear heart and mind and awareness, in your ongoing consciousness, as you become increasingly attuned to what's really going on in you. I want to invite you to please tune in to where you might be averting your eyes, not just from a person, but from anything that might feel risky. something that deep in your bones you know you want, something that might feel truer to who you actually are. And in my experience, and maybe you've found this in your own life, the things that matter the most do involve some kind of perceived risk. Others might judge us. They might not understand. They might be disappointed. They might feel hurt. This happened to me in my personal life when I woke up. There were people I'd been close with for a long time who suddenly seemed to notice that I wasn't quite who I had been before. And sometimes they would ask me, has something changed? Or they'd just turn away from me, or who knows? But I actually had only a few relationships that you might say survived that transition. One of them was a very close friend, and there were family members who, you might say, survived the transition from the old Jan to the new one. And the other one was Peter. And that was a miracle, a beloved miracle. I learned something there, that if there's something I want, if there's something or someone I'm powerfully drawn to, and I avert my eyes, I shut down my heart, I'm going to have something to grieve on my deathbed. Please don't do that to yourself, love. I know we're not the same person. Every human being is his or her own self, and we change over our lives. But to the extent that we can be truthful with ourselves, real to ourselves, listen, let ourselves process it, consider doing or undoing this thing that feels like it would be our deepest truth, to the extent that we're able to do that, we're really living. And isn't that what life is about? However long we live. Some of us live into our 90s or even longer. But it's not about quantity, is it, love? It's about the stuff of life, the quality, as we ourselves perceive it, deep in our souls. And sometimes that's very much at odds with the way observers might gauge our degree of success or failure. But we know ourselves, don't we, better than anybody else does. And so be true to yourself, even when it takes a lot of guts. I wish this for you. I wish it so much. And as regards the matter of falling deeply in love, there's a gigantic risk, isn't there? Because if all goes well, one of you is going to lose the other. Some of us turn away from a pull toward a great love because, probably unconsciously, we're afraid of the risk involved. Risk be damned. It's so much better to end up with a grieving heart than to feel like I didn't really live. I did. I have. I hope I live many more years I'm having a grand time in my life, grief and all. But you know what, love? If I died this very afternoon, I'd be a little sad, but mostly I would be so grateful. I don't know that I'm going to have a traditional grave, tombstone, whatever. It's not up to me. But I have thought for many years, if I do have a tombstone, I want it to just say thank you.